Hello and welcome to the 100th episode of the official podcast. I am, of course, your host, Alex from I Hear Everything. Been here for every single episode. I know some of you have had issues hearing my mic and all that, but that's completely fixed now. It's all back to normal. And can you believe it? We've been here for 100 episodes. All five of us from the very start. It's making me a bit emotional, actually. Now, before we get into it, I do kind of have a big announcement. So, unfortunately, this podcast being weekly, it's kind of a big commitment for me. And it's with a heavy heart that I say that I'm leaving the official podcast. Honestly, 100 episodes, I mean, where can this go from here? I got bigger fish to fry, quite frankly. I'm sorry, fellas, but I'm out of here. You'll probably never hear from me again. Toodaloo.
All right.
Why don't, for episode 100, we all share a part of the intro in Jack order?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's 100th episode of the official podcast, a milestone that we all care about deeply. Andrew?
It's been over 100 times, including bonus episodes and all sorts of fagangles that we have gotten together as four standing tall, proud, large, muscular men to talk about the issues of today, the people on the internet we enjoy talking to, and a lot of dick jokes. Charlie?
We've brought together the world's most beloved and influencers on the online spectrum to socially influence and discuss social influencing with all of us on the podcast. Over the course of this two-year-long journey, I don't think anyone expected it to go this long, and I can't wait to see how much longer it goes before we're out of social influencers. Take it away, Kaya.
Well, I think it's going to go on for quite a while. We're just getting started. Many have come, many have gone. I mean, we've sunk, like, what, two podcasts at this point? Fuck you guys. Fuck everybody who tried to be like us. And fuck you, Ariana Grande, who switched, like, five boyfriends in the time of this podcast's lifetime, but it's never been me. You stupid bitch. You see where this is taking you, Ariana? Just to hijack the intro here, since I have, like, 20 of them to catch up on anyway. The people you promised to protect and the law you swore to uphold are all cursed. Okay, how many more times do you have to lose a boyfriend before you realize you are destined for my arms? Come here.
That was beautiful.
That is my 100 episode shout out to Ariana.
You stuttered at the end like a nerd trying to convince a girl to go to prom. In my arms. You belong with me.
I have RuneScape gold.
I am a highly respected member of the Social Influencer Podcasting Club. I'll treat you better than butthole eyes.
I don't think I'd want to date her anymore. She sounds like bad luck, if anything.
Yeah, really? They just die or get called ass eyes.
Did she have a reason for breaking up with Pete? I haven't paid attention.
I don't know.
Probably all the boyfriend, how the old boyfriend passed away, rest in peace. Led to a strain on the relationship or something.
I honestly, if I was in Barstool Sports position right now, I'd take full credit. Like, I made a joke so powerful it destroyed a relationship. I'd capitalize on that like a motherfucker.
Maybe she was just moping around too much about the other guy, but who knows?
No, she broke up with him.
Yeah, no, I know, but he died.
So
maybe she was what was his name? Max Mackey?
Mac Miller.
Mac, whatever.
Maximilian.
Yeah.
Well, what if he, what if him dying was his way of breaking up with her? Sick of that relationship.
They were broken up.
You don't know. Oh, they were already broken up by then?
Yeah.
She didn't have two boyfriends. What do you...
Oh, fuck. Okay, I thought that happened later. Never mind. Okay.
What do you mean?
Or earlier. I am not following.
She always broke up with him. So you're saying that she broke up with him after he killed himself? Like she was at the funeral and she walks up to the casket.
Oh boy.
I thought they were together when he died.
No.
Okay.
She was engaged to Butthole Eyes when it happened.
Right. Right. Okay, that clears things up. I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on the Ariana Grande lore.
No, you are.
Yeah, thank God.
Speaking of lore, how are we going to do this, boys? The 100th episode's carried a big promise for the better part of a year now, where Kai and I would finally pull back the curtain, unveil ourselves, and tell the story of how we met. How are we doing
this? I don't want you guys to just blow your load immediately. I want to drag this out for the full hour. Give, like, little nuggets of the story here and there. Okay?
And you'll find out on the bonus episode on Patreon that we're putting out. That's right. This is all a trick. You have to pay to listen to it. We got... No. You're going to tell it on this episode. That would be mean.
Yes.
Why don't you tell it like an epic yarn. Start with like once upon a time and like introduce us to the characters, the setting, put us in the mood, give us a story.
Where do the fans come in though?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be where we'd start and then the fans would have their own telling of the story, how they think we met, like a big fucking folk tale. Like, you know how Odysseus was credited with like fucking 500 goddesses? It'd be that but with Kai and I.
You'd tell the real story at the end, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. We'd have the real story at the end, the truth. The truth within the truth. Maybe Kai and I really did meet in, like, a, you know, fucking shark-infested waters saving 10 women. Mm. You know? Like, it'd be up to the fans to decide what's real.
All right. So this is basically going to be a competition of who makes up the greatest bullshit story.
Yeah, I'll give you, we'll go ahead and start with the time period, though. It was 2012.
Jesus. How do you know?
Because I had just started college, and I was a turbo virgin at the time.
What? Okay. Weren't we all?
Yeah, weren't we
wait,
all?
Wait. You had just started college?
Yeah, 2012.
Oh,
I was going
shit.
Into my freshman year.
So I knew you before you knew Kaya, then?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had known Kaya for longer than me. Okay, shit.
No, look, aw.
Huh. Oh, I got in on this first, bitch.
The jealous one.
I'm his Mac Miller. You're his butthole eyes.
Yeah, but no one cares about how you met.
We've already discussed how Andrew and I met. Kai and I just fucking cool and mysterious.
This better live up to the hype.
Yeah, really. I have a feeling it's gonna be the worst story, and that's why you keep skirting around it.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see for the big reveal. Little fun fact, not even Jackson or Andrew know how Kai and I met.
That's completely true.
It's a pretty big surprise considering what a gabby bitch you are.
Well, I mean, our story has never been one that I thought deserved to be told to mortal ears, you know what I mean? It'd be something that needed to be, like, etched into papyrus back in Egyptian times.
With that, you've just confirmed it's boring and you're trying to fluff it up.
Yeah,
well, I guess
I mean,
we'll have to wait and see.
What did you expect exactly?
Yeah,
I thought you were going to be like a Turkish special forces operative and you like rappelled into his house and saved him from invaders or something
well, maybe.
Crazy. But now I'm starting to think it's not.
Yeah, I thought maybe like your family was under siege, so Charlie's family took yours in. And like there were cultural barriers and you didn't speak the same language, but you two bonded down by the creek when you discovered that you both had like a insect collection or something.
But
something wholesome.
Buddy cop drama.
Yeah, exactly. Where like one day you're like crying over a bridge where you finally learn to speak English. And he's like, what are you doing here, Kaya? And you're like, I keep thinking about her, Riggs. I can't get her out of my mind.
We were in a car.
That's where you two realize.
I put on Turkish rap. He's like, what the fuck is that shit? You sad Negro. I don't like this at all. And then we realize our differences are really small.
What era is this buddy cop movie that the lead actor says you said Negro and gets away with it?
Weren't like 90% of buddy cop dramas a black guy and a white guy and how they just can't get over the fact that the white guy doesn't like rap?
No. The only movie I can think of that kind of follows that formula was Rush Hour in the first one, but Rush Hour is a fucking amazing franchise.
Wasn't and Jackie
Die Hard
Chan
that too?
Is Jackie Chan's
Die
not
Hard
white,
3.
He's Asian.
Yeah, Die Hard 3, I guess.
Only slightly.
No, Die Hard. Like, well, maybe... Die Hard 3 had a whole message of racism. It wasn't just I can't believe you don't like rap. It was like I mean Sam Jackson's character literally was a racist against white people. That was his whole character arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Charlie was racist against Turkish people. And then he realized, wait, they don't all bomb random journalists and hack them up in consulates. Actually, I'm sorry, I meant Christmas Island. We gotta tone down the criticism a little bit. I've been getting increased correspondence from Christmas Island inhabitants. Very upset with me that I've been criticizing the dear leader. So now I'm getting kind of cold feet here. So it's...
They probably sent the messages like 2 years ago, though, so I think you're fine.
No, they're recent. I usually get a message from a Christmas Islander like once a month, but in the past couple of weeks, it's been 4 or 5 people messaging me or leaving comments on our YouTube videos, which, like, you guys don't... You don't know Turkish, so you can't read them, but it's always something along the lines of, fuck you, why are you talking shit about Christmas Island? You're not even there. I bet you weren't even living here. You don't know how... It's better than you make it out to be. And just... Okay, yeah, sure.
Do the messages include, like, black and white photographs of you sitting in coffee shops taken from a distance? Just, like, real threatening stuff.
Blurry photos of you crossing the street nonchalantly.
I know where you live. It's just photos of me sleeping taken from inside the house. I get fake bombs sent to me.
Just to let you know that they can take you out anytime they want.
They're biding their time.
I really like the idea of there being threatening comments left on podcast episodes, but the three of us just can't read it. Kai is the only one that notices.
That's laser targeted hatred.
Yeah, that's some advanced tactics right there.
It's not threats yet, it's just very, you know, fervent discontentment.
Inviting offers to go to consulates and stuff like that.
Yeah. I heard you're getting married soon. Why don't you stop by Istanbul? Christmas Island, Istanbul. It's a city that
Jesus
coincidentally happens to have the same name. It's Istanbul.
All right, I guess we should cut back on all mention of it then.
That place.
A little bit, yeah, yes.
That magical place.
Christmas Islands, where nobody lives and UPS doesn't even deliver. Fuck that place. So, Charlie, once upon a time you were saying, go on.
I was just giving the setting and then I thought we'd start pulling people in. It was 2012, I had just finished high school, and I was an Omega Virgin going into college and looking for action. And right, this is when that's the time period, yeah. Kaya came into my life.
Don't make it sound like I'm a creep grooming you.
I'm just painting the scenario. They can fill in the NPCs however they want.
All right.
This sounds like Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. Do you?
It's gonna be the nice professor, man.
Oh,
before
that was a good movie.
It is a great movie. Before we dive into the hard hitting swapping of fans, do you want to just get the first ad out of the way so we have a decent chunk of time before we have to interrupt it?
Okay.
I know, because we have to. Unfortunately, we have to make a living, which means that we have to sell ads. But one that we want to sell, because it's a high-quality product, is Quip Electric Toothbrushes. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers, respectfully. It was designed to make brushing your teeth simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Why? There are sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, because most people statistically brush too hard, especially with other electric toothbrushes that kind of rattle your teeth and mess up all the stuff you got going in there. Too abrasive, not good for you, So with Quip, you can get the sensitivity, and you can also get a built-in 2-minute timer in the pulses themselves to remind you to clean different areas of your mouth. There's a multi-use cover that can mount to your mirror, and brush heads for the Quip toothbrush, because, you know, we live in an era of convenience and the internet providing everything you could ever need. The brush heads are delivered automatically every 3 months for just $5 to you. I love Quip because I've been using electric toothbrushes for a long time, and I mean, like, this is a really good one. What else do I have to say? It's a good electric toothbrush you can get online. I don't even have to leave my apartment.
No, what you have to say is the URL, Andrew. Hit me.
Well, Kaya, you can get the Quip toothbrush starting at just $25 if you go to getquip.com/official right now, and you will also get your first refill pack absolutely free. That's getquip.com/official to get the Quip for $25 with a free refill pack. Charlie, the mandatory call to action says to say why I love Quip. Can you just say that you love Quip?
I do love Quip, Andrew.
There you go. We got someone who loves Quip. Great awesome. Toothbrush. Okay, now we have a pretty good leisurely stroll through the first tale of the epic Charlie Caius saga.
Okay, well,
the first book.
At me, whoever wants to be unmuted and call in and tell us how Quip helped me and Charlie meet. All right, Jesus.
That was the premise.
Oh my god. I should have said that. You guys need to hit me with a picture or something. Okay, this one sounds good. I work at a dental office. All right. Mariah, you are now calling in. Tell me about Quip.
Hey guys, you are a certified...
You are
Mariah, shut up. We're talking.
She came in fully loaded there.
Yeah, really.
Can I talk? Okay, well, I work at a dental office, and I gotta tell you guys... The periodontal disease is very common, so it's a good idea to invest in Quip. You should get it, and it'll help you not get periodontal disease. And dentistry is expensive. You're welcome.
Okay.
Wait, what
are
else?
All right, you sound professional.
You're not supposed to do anything. You can ask us whatever you want.
Did Kaya pay you? What's going on here?
Yeah, really. You don't have to rep our shit. Please ask us. Well, actually, wait. You're supposed to be contributing to the story, now that I think about it.
She was. She just didn't
how
get
did
to finish.
How did they meet?
Yeah. How did Kaya and Charlie meet?
Tell us.
Continue the story.
Well, I think that they met on the internet. They probably were on some chat room for chat room. I don't know what... I'm not good at making up stories, but let's just say a chat room, okay? Someone else can continue. What kind of chat room? I don't know, but that's it.
All right, they were on a chat room.
Yeah. I think what she was trying to get to before you interrupted her was that Kaya had such shitty teeth that I stepped in to offer Quip to him. Maybe that was her theory.
Is everyone going to be forced to contribute to the story? Because there might be people
yes.
who have... Okay. All right, fair.
Wait, you mean like it's a game where it continues on from what Mariah...
No. It shouldn't be like the drama club in fourth grade where you continue the same story. Everyone should have their own theory. An actual, you know, either a badass tale of how we met or like an actual guess.
Okay, I like
that. Oh, and then we can put it all together. We can, like, clue it all together and figure out which elements of the story were correct. So,
What the fuck do you mean, clue it together? No one knows the story.
That being said, Charlie, we can figure out now, was there a chat room involved at all?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No.
Oh, okay, so we can give, yes and no answers? All
right. Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. They'll come in, they'll add their contribution, and then when it's done, Jackson and I, the moderators, will take the key information from it, and we'll ask it to you guys in a yes or no question.
That's a good idea.
All right.
All right, so we have confirmed it was not through a chat room.
No chat room and no board games either.
Well, in 2012, what chat rooms would have even been there?
Messenger was still around, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it? Some were still around.
I don't think so. Not in 2012, was it?
I swear MSN was still around, but you're probably right.
MSN was still out even in 2012. That shit's been dead for like 10 years now.
Godspeed, MSN. Used it all
right. People are saying it died in 2013.
I picked, so let's go in Jack order, starting with K. Jackson. You pick the next person.
I'm going to go with Dan. All right, here you go, Dan.
Hello,
Dan. You're now on the show. Oh, hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Dan.
Jesus Christ! I never thought I would actually be picked.
Well, you were.
Oh, my heart is racing.
Aw. Dan, are you?
See, that's why I choose randomly.
Dan, are you a girl or a 12-year-old boy? I can't quite tell from the voice.
Girl.
So what's your contribution there, Dan?
My heart is palpitating. I don't. Sorry.
Well, we can take something from that. Kaya, were you and Charlie in love?
Oh yeah, I was thinking of that. They were like full touching hands, like had a little moment at a dentist. I don't know.
Ooh,
yeah, I was going with that flow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there any more you'd like to spitball onto the cork board here?
Sorry, I'm palpitating really bad.
We're gonna send her to cardiac arrest.
I'm crossing the road at the moment.
Oh, mobile. Oh. I like it.
Yeah, okay. Like an upstanding citizen. Sorry, I couldn't contribute much to the law.
Jaywalking.
It's okay. Is there anything else you want to throw at us before we move on?
Good job, guys. You guys really made my few years with podcast. It was really great. So keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Well, thank you very much.
That was so nice.
No worries. Yeah.
I hope you safely cross that road.
Yeah, good luck out
Alrighty,
there.
Alrighty, bye.
Yeah, don't good get luck. Hit by a car. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So is the key element there like an element of love or romance?
Yeah, love, connections, romance, deep bonding. When this happened, did you guys...
I was going to ask, when you
deep,
first...
Deep romance?
When you first sent the message to each other, or whatever, like when you first got into contact with each other, was it high stakes? Was your adrenaline on?
I can't say it was.
I don't think so.
You guys didn't have that love at first sight for like bromance. Like, whoa, this guy's so cool. I want to hang out with him.
Oh, whoa.
None of that.
I mean,
Kai, if you'd like to take it.
Define high stakes. Charlie did not save me from a ticking bomb by interrogating some Middle Eastern guy, Jack Bauer style. If that's what you mean.
Okay. I guess it's my turn to pick, and Blake Deluxe. I like that name. It's a better version of Blake. Blake, you're on the air.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What's up? I told you.
I'm sorry, dude. Oh my god, dude.
Are you fucking serious? You come at me with a better version of Blake, and you can't even own up to it. What the fuck, man?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shit, my bad, guys. No, what's up? Oh man, so hey. We were talking about what were we talking about? You guys first time meeting? Yeah. Sorry, dude, I'm caught off guard. I like heard you saying it, but like, why are they saying my name?
He doesn't even know why he has to be picked.
What's this Discord server?
Yeah, what is this? I don't know. I was too busy shitposting cursed images in the comments.
worthwhile
yeah,
time.
No, it's time well spent for sure. Oh man, all right.
Okay, Blake, hit us with what you think happened when Kai and Charlie met, or how it happened.
Well, everybody's been really cutesy lately about what they think it's really happened. Some people saying this, some people saying that. I actually think that it's more darker than that. I think Kai was working in one of those, what would you call them? Like product custom assistance, and he was answering the phone. And
tech
Charlie,
support?
Yeah, he was working like tech support over in Turkey. And
he's not Indian though.
No, it's different. It's Turkish tech support.
So nothing has been Turkish.
Yeah. Exactly.
Turks have a well-known illustrious catalog of top-tier industrial sized software that needs support.
For sure. Yeah, and I think he was calling in Charlie wanted to make a complaint about a recent purchase for a couple of fleshlights. and to keep it in. So Kai decided, you be my friend and we'll just call it even. I won't release this to the public.
So it was a blackmail?
Yeah.
I was leaning more towards, it was a Kaya being desperate for friends as the key element I was picking out of that one.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Well, anything you want else to contribute before we ship you
out
of here?
Honestly, Andrew, Kaya... I give you guys lots of props for actually having open direct messages and like responding to it when I just asked you guys how you were doing, and I was surprised I got a message back saying, "Yeah, man, I'm good." So you guys are awesome.
Well,
you guys really like pump up my
thank
day.
Thank you for messaging. Like, really
you guys
appreciate
that.
Yeah.
I love you, Charlie, Jackson. You guys are the best. Aww. Thank you for making my work days go by really smooth listening to you.
No problem. Really nice.
All right, love you guys.
Listening.
Thank you.
See ya.
Love you too, man. See ya.
As Jackson and I can pull out of there, and as Charlie, you already kind of led into it, Kaya was desperate for friends. Is that a key element here?
Mm-hmm. That's a key story of my life.
It is a key
wow,
element.
we got a hit. We got a fucking battleship sunk. Let's get in
but
there.
He was a bit off when he said it was darker, because Kaya, when we first met, he had like a mask on. Like he was he was hiding his true face from me.
What? Like
what
an actual
mask?
Terrorist?
No. Like an expression, Kai. I remember there was a pivotal moment in our relationship.
Some sort of a Slipknot fan homo with like a makeshift. I'm one of the Slipknotters.
Yeah. No,
I thought you went on webcam with him and he was just wearing a fucking Halloween mask.
I'm like,
I don't want you to know who I am.
I'm speaking emotionally. Kaya didn't let me know the real Kaya until we were like deep into our bonding. We had a pivotal moment where he was like, Charlie, I've got to tell you, I get pretty dark. I like dark things.
All right, that's enough. You're going too far.
A dark sense of humor.
When was that?
That was probably late 2012. Like with we used to play Realm of the Mad God.
Oh, goddamn it! Don't get away yet.
I'm sorry.
Ah, fuck. No, yeah. I was thinking like, was it the initial text, the texting back and forth, or afterwards?
No, it was way after that. Like after we had already established communication, like we'd already put each other's flags down on each other, and then like you were like, Charlie, I've got to be honest with you. I get pretty dark.
I get edgy. Pretty edgy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. So we also have a clue in Realm of the Mad God there.
Yeah, that'll be a crucial clue.
That'll be a big one.
Okay, that makes sense. Realm of the Mad Gods, while Kaya did it in the kitchen with the butcher's knife on Thursday.
What? This doesn't add up.
Yeah, little do you know, that's what Kaya's proposition for friendship was. Do you want to enter the realm of the Mad God? And yet you found the game and was like, oh, fuck, I guess we have to play it.
Whose turn is it to pick from the chat?
Yours.
It is yours.
Okay, I'm just going to pick the first one I saw. And by that, I mean it's Edgar. Please, Edgar, give us your theory.
Oh, well, I actually know this because we were both in, all three of us were in eighth grade. I remember this very clearly. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was 12, Kaya was 14, you're 14, right?
And, yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
Like, the bus was late, and so...
The assassins got him. Yeah, they sounded like they teleported him into space.
I heard like a can rattle or something, like something fell off his desk. Is he fetish?
Edgar, he blinked out of existence.
You cut out there for a little moment. All right, right. Okay. Take it from the top.
So they're on to me.
He seized on me.
They don't want to know. So what did you guys hear?
We heard. About... I remember.
All right. Right. We're all in eighth grade. We're all in eighth grade, right?
Uh-huh.
We heard that. Okay, we can skip it forward a little bit.
Yeah, the boss is late one day, right? And but luckily
the boss of eighth grade.
The boss baby.
Oh, bus. I thought he said and, boss. Bus. Oh. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
And so fucking Kaya decided to drive us over to this place to show us how to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, at 14 years old, by the way.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, well, I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I was pretty hesitant, but then he was like, come on, dude, it's cool. But yeah, we went over to his house, and that's where he showed us League of Legends. And that's pretty much how we became friends in eighth grade, 14 years old, League of Legends.
So my pitch is that I'm trying to introduce you to bad habits, but then I... surprise you by introducing you to even worse habits.
Exactly.
Than smoking.
You've always been a bad influence on us, Kaya.
Mm.
I like that. Thank you, Edgar.
Yeah.
Thanks, Edgar.
Yeah, no problem.
Anything you want to say?
Anything else?
Nah, man. Just like, thanks for being pals.
Thanks for being around.
Kids are just cutie. Yeah.
Really? Bye, Edgar. Right.
Thanks, baby boy.
So then the crucial element of that one would be League of Legends, I suppose.
Let us decide.
Yeah,
good
really.
Lord,
Jesus.
You already know this story. Oh,
it's right. An episode about you and Kaya. Give Jackson and I a spotlight.
Well, I like the story.
I'm going to go the opposite directions and say you bonded over cigarettes. That's my
I think that's fucking stupid. Yes. It was League of Legends. I'm going to go with League of Legends. I'm going to take
that's
the smart
the obvious answer.
I'm going to bank my money here. We're going to go League of Legends.
Both involve smoking a fag, so yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Damn.
Nailed it.
Told you my humor was dark.
So, League of Legends, yes or no?
League of Legends, yes or no?
We didn't bond over League of Legends, but we did play it together. We were looking for more games to play past
Realm of the Mad
God.
No, yeah. I okay. definitely say we bonded. We had those. God, we had such long sessions. We had like, yeah. what's our record? We had like 13-hour uninterrupted League of Legends sessions. Yeah. I think that's our
Papa
record.
Papa T in the bot lane when Taric was still like a useless hunk of shit. Kaya mained him and he'd try and solo the ADC in gold.
And I won.
Yeah, he'd pull it off, man.
What a fun session.
But before that, we were looking for games to play, and one of them was Habbo Hotel. I remember that was the first game.
Oh, Habbo Hotel, a classic.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that one.
Yeah.
No, we also, God, what was the other one? We went on the hover carts. Yeah. Hover carts.
What's that?
It was an old Flash game where like child predators would go.
F-Zero. It was on, like, it's basically a Flash version of F-Zero.
Mm-hmm. And then, God, what was the website though? It was like a OMG Pop.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Pop
AddictingGames.com.
I think it was like OMG Pop or like WigglePop.com or something. We played their Flash games just to talk to each other.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so cute.
Yeah. I think it's time.
Well, hang on. It's time for something more important. We have to rip the Band-Aid off here. But it's not going to even hurt. In fact, it's going to feel great because we get to talk about Snow.
Oh, I remember
whitening.
Snow. Yeah.
Good.
So after Charlie brushed my teeth with the quip and they were all straight and shiny again, he realized, well, there's still some balm residue on these teeth. But I know how we can bleach them. And Charlie then said,
let there be snow.
He willed it into existence. Boys, I know we fuck around a lot with our ads. We have some fun and jokes, but
it's just because we care so much,
we do care, and we have fun, and we make them genuine because we rep things we actually care about. But I don't know if you guys have actually tried snow, but I did, and it actually works, right? Like crazy. I was actually pretty impressed by how well it worked. Like, I don't know, I was skeptical, like, because, you know, like internet teeth whitening, whatever. But if you guys haven't ordered, you should get on it. You should try snow by going to trysnow.com/official if you want to get one of the best teeth whitening kits out there on the market. It's a conveniently sized little thing. It's easy to travel with, so you can whiten anywhere, no matter where you're going. Even if you're not at home, you can be on the road, this and that. According to People Magazine survey, 91% of people agree that a white smile is the number one most desired physical trait. So if you're looking for honeys, if you want to get some booty, if you want to get in there, snow teeth whitening is going to help. There's a lot of famous names attached to snow. I'm just going to drop a big one. I don't know. A couple people might have heard of him. Floyd Mayweather reps snow teeth whitening. So if you want to be as cool as a man who punches people for a living, then you're going to want to check out snow. You can go to trysnow.com/official. And using that discount code official, you can get 25% off of your order. Snow
I have a fun fact. Yeah. Can I mention it, Andrew?
Yes,
actually,
please,
the reason Floyd Mayweather never learned how to read is because his teeth are so white, thanks to snow, that no matter where he goes, bitches throw themselves at him. He doesn't have to read road signs at all.
I thought you were going to say they're so blindingly white he can't see any text.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, but anyway, snow is legit. Go to trysnow.com/official. Or if you have to use the discount code official for 25% off of your order. Snow is selling like crazy. Very big up and comer. So get it before you can't. And now the rest of the story.
Back
no
to
more
our
ads.
Sunday cartoon.
Yeah, we are done with ads for the rest of the episode, folks. So we can now do pure unadulterated storytelling.
All right. Who's picking?
It's finest form. It's you, isn't
it's
it?
It's Kaya's turn, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. The Amorous Panda says, Kaya, fuck you. You're now on air. Amorous Panda, hello. Hello? All right, fuck you.
I don't think you... Oh, there we go. Wait.
What?
Was that someone?
Ah,
hey!
Hello.
There it is.
Yes, kind of, sorta.
Holy shit, hello.
Hello! Oh, there you go.
Hello.
Hey. Hey there.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Should I...
What are you wearing?
How
do we meet, Amoris Panda?
Hey, Kaya.
Right,
I think Amoris Panda turned up a little too hard for this episode.
Yeah, that was a little, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable now. Amoris Panda, how did Charlie and I meet, do you think?
Alright, so I'm going back a little bit, because I remember an episode about a year ago. It had something to do with cloning.
Well, thanks so much for coming on, Panda. Real shame you have to go.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure if I 100% believe that Charlie and Kaya aren't the same person. It was just...
Oh.
It was a freak accident, you know? They got into an echo chamber, and they tried to I don't even fucking remember. They tried to do whatever Andrew said that wouldn't work, and then Charlie became...
I feel like this is an Andrew roast gone wrong.
Just... Really?
But
if anything,
Andrew.
I look better now. I love you too, Panda.
I don't know.
Right, do you have any last... do you have any last-minute thoughts?
Well, even though I butchered this horribly, I appreciate everything you guys do, and I'm glad that you guys have made it this far, so...
No.
It's nice to put a voice to a name, Amoris.
Yeah, thank you, Panda.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you a lot.
No problem.
Jackson, we're gonna have to, deliberate on this one, what harsh meaning we can pull out of that one.
I'm still hung up on the hey Kaya at the start there. I think that there's some meaning behind that, perhaps.
I'll go ahead and take the helm. I think what he was trying to say is that we met by accident.
How has he said that?
He did get it, because when he went, hey, Kaya, he wasn't prepared to talk to Kaya, just like Charlie wasn't prepared to talk to Kaya.
Oh, it was like an accident. He wasn't expecting Kaya to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. Mm.
So was it an accident?
So was it an accident or not?
That's going to have to be in Kaya's territory.
Kaya?
But might... no, not really.
No. They're saying it the wrong way, Kaya. What they're trying to say is, did we expect to meet each other?
No.
Who the fuck expects to meet
really?
Each other?
Dude, no one ever expects to meet anyone.
No. Like, if you plan something, like on
for
Tinder,
the first time, no.
Yeah. Yeah, like on Tinder, if you swipe right, you're hoping to meet that person.
I get what you're saying. So hypothetically, say you two are like queuing up in League, and you both join the same game, and Kai was like, "Oh, you're critical," or whatever the fuck.
Maybe.
Is that what you're talking about?
I guess that's one way of saying it. Yeah. I was going more for like, was it like a planned meet? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't. We did not hook up on Grindr.
Mm-mm.
So you guys ran into each other, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happenstance.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, all right. I think I'm starting to figure out the entire story now. It's like a murder mystery. I'm starting to see who the real killer is here.
I'm even more confused than I was when I began.
Well, you better slap yourself out of it, because I think it's your turn to pick, Jackson.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is. Lemurian Wolf. Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going? Hello.
Howdy.
Pretty good. How are you boys?
Yeah, not too bad, dude.
Well, alright. Shit.
Yes, tell us how they met.
It was 2012, yeah?
Yes, according to Charlie.
6 years ago.
So Charlie was probably perusing Gangnam Style when it came out.
As he does, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And accidentally stumbled upon a virus that Kaya created to catch.
I like this. I can totally see this happening.
I like this as well.
It's like ransomware.
Really? Be my friend or your computer gets it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that a lot.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to stop there so I don't make it worse.
Yeah, you're like every Hollywood writer.
That was a good contribution.
I'm going to leave the ending up to interpretation.
Yeah. Fine wine.
All right.
Is there anything you want to say before you leave?
Congrats on 100, boys, and joinhoney.com/.
Thank you.
Hey,
there you go.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Very good. Well, free thank you.
For you, honey.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye bye.
So Jackson,
so what I'm taking from that is, well, nothing really. Did you take anything from that?
Well, I mean, the only thing is, did they meet through the computer? But we know that that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and. So we know that Kaya has pranked Charlie really hard with some real good ones from time to time.
Yeah, he loves
pranking Charlie. So going with the pranks and the viruses, I'm gonna say, Kaya, did you kind of worm your way in there once you were like, oh, that's Charlie or whatever? Like, did you prank him, or did you kind of go, oh yeah, you should come do this thing, and you know what I mean?
He should be friends with me. Wouldn't it be
exactly.
Awesome? Wouldn't that be a fun way to save your hard drive, dude?
That's really all I'm getting, unless Jackson has a better question.
That's the only thing that you can really take away from that.
I will tell you, you guys are not super good at digging, because that guy actually gave a key element, like, on the nose of how Kai and I met, but you were overlooking it drastically.
Well, alright, with the viruses, did you bond over
Fire.
The viruses?
He did. You're only getting one question out of it, and the answer to that is a very hard no.
All right, whoever comes in next, you're fucked, because no matter what, we're asking if it was a virus.
I think Charlie just said no to the virus.
Yeah, no, it was not a virus, but he did give away on the nose exactly the method in which would give you leeway in figuring out how we met.
I don't know at all what Charlie is talking about, though.
I think he's just talking about the computer.
I think he's just making shit up.
Please keep in mind what he said to all detectives.
What did you say?
Give us a hint.
About Gangnam Style.
No, I'm not giving
Gangnam Style.
I'm Gangnam
not
Style.
Kai is also in the dark here. I like this.
Let's just do one
I'm
more
sorry.
Rotation because we'll give away like the actual answer.
Yeah.
So go ahead, pick the next guy.
Yeah, because we don't want to run out of time. Okay. Again, I'm picking.
We're not even halfway yet.
We're not on a schedule or anything.
Well, no, but I don't. How long is the episode? You know what I mean.
Usual 1 hour, like 20.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want us to do a super extra long episode because we just.
Why?
Whatever.
It's episode 100. I don't want this one to go too long. I got shit to do.
I'm trying to pick a person. Let's see here. I'm gonna. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, we're gonna go with Captain Ass Blast. I like that. Ooh. Captain Ass Blast, you have tickled my fancy. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Howdy.
Does my mic sound all right?
Or? Yeah, good enough.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
All right, great. I gotta admit, it's a bit surreal, but I'm gonna try to not breathe like a fucking 400-pound man, but...
Are you from Europe?
Yeah,
okay.
Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was gonna say, exotic. I could almost tell. I just wasn't sure about the country.
One thing I've always enjoyed about our audience whenever we have call-ins and shit is we get really diverse locations for people. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So what is your contribution to the Lord of the Rings and the tale of Charlie and Kaya, Captain Xbox?
Let's see. This stuff. I think the key thing that the other guy mentioned is maybe they met on YouTube somehow through comments.
Was that what he said?
Yeah.
You mentioned Gangnam Style and something like that, so I don't know, maybe Kaya commented on one of Charlie's videos, and they started talking, you know?
I mean, can we save their dead run?
God, okay, this Iceland has some serious fucking serious detectives over in Iceland.
Wow.
And also plagiarists.
Now I get it, yeah.
Captain Ass Blast, I'm not forgetting about that ripoff podcast you guys made about us. But
No. That was the Norwegians.
Oh, was it?
We hate them too. Yeah, it was the
Norwegians. Is there some racial feud between the Icelandians and the Norwegians?
The Icelandians, yes. Nah, I mean, it's kind of a friendly thing, but Yeah, we kind of hate them.
Well, yeah. Captain Ass Blast has so far been the champion of this fucking clues here.
Wow. Well, any last thing before you, I don't know, it sounds like you're going to work out there, Captain Ass Blast. Anything before that?
I mean, I don't know. I got nothing to say. I'm not really interesting or anything, so. But I'm really proud that I could make, hopefully, the Discord proud. I could make your fans proud of me.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, man. You fucking nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you did it. You
uncovered a crucial
you're the champion.
Clue.
You did it.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Captain Ass Blast.
Thank you.
But yeah, okay, that's a super strong league, so...
I'm going to take the lead on this one.
All right.
Lead my ass. He took the lead and he guessed it, not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm going to take the lead. Did you meet in Iceland, perhaps?
I just like Andrew, like, well, that was a super strong lead. As he hit it on the nose, and Kai and I both confirmed he was right.
Yeah.
Andrew still had his suspicions.
Yeah, I think maybe there's more that meets the eye to this case.
Wait, is that the end of the story?
No. That's just one piece of it.
Yeah, sure. We still have a whole journey. This is like, you know, like they're taking the ring to Mordor. They just got to Mordor. Now what do they do, you know? We gotta get all the details. All
right.
So, so we have confirmed that Kaya commented on... Did we specify one of your videos, Charlie, or just a video?
Did he?
Captain Ass Blast specified on one of my videos,
wow,
and he was right.
Ass Blast
yeah.
is... Okay, fuck so, you, Sherlock. Can we give Captain Ass Blast
he must
a Netflix
have been
show?
Watching. He's in the NSA.
Really? What? Now, what Jesus. You don't know is he saw that original comment and he tried to be your friend instead of Kaya.
He's a vengeful supervillain. He's the guy leaving the Turkish hate mail on Kaya's channel.
Oh, it's like, God, fuck, what is that superhero where somebody else got the attention? Oh, it was like Iron Man 3, you guys remember? Where the scientist was angry that Stark...
Oh, yeah. Mm. The guy with the whip. That was Iron Man 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Iron
it?
Man 2.
Oh, I'm
2.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the nerd, the cripple nerd with the glasses who was like, you didn't pay attention to me. You talked to some other chick and such and such.
That was actually in Avengers, Age of Ultron.
No. No, it is Iron Man 3. It's the shitty one where they have this heat skill power mutation.
You're right. Yeah. I remember it now. He was like a virgin through high school or whatever, but then he turned into a Chad and owns his own company or whatever.
That guy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
It was a bad movie.
So is it my turn? We have a good lead-in starting off point here, commenting on Charlie's video, and we only got two additions left, so maybe we can actually hit it all by the end.
What? We still
I'm
have
curious,
30 minutes at the very least, even if you want to cut this off at 1 hour and 20 minutes. Why only two more?
I just thought it'd be more fun if we just went through the story and then just kind of expanded upon
okay,
that.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Is it kind of like a reconciliation arc?
I like hearing from fans, that's why, but okay.
Well, we can take like questions and stuff from them, but I'm just saying the whole story thing, we definitely got to get the end of it before the episode ends.
Well, yeah. I would just,
is it my turn?
We're going to get the end of it anyway.
Yeah, I was just thinking we could hear it. The end of it, at the very end of it. But either way, I'm fine as long as we have more callers. Charlie, I think it's your turn.
I'm going to choose Cuff Your Chick and Boys Hold On To Your Girlfriends. You're
Hi,
on.
Boys. What's
Hello.
Up?
How's it going, man?
Hello.
Good. Okay. So first, I just wanted to say, you know, everyone in the official Discord, you know, you better lock up your chicks because, you know, once I cuff the chick, you know, I'm licking the clit. So just be careful.
All right.
I'm going to find the oldest woman possible for you. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, a 19-year-old boy, I want the oldest I can find.
Right.
All right. So I think that, you know, I think Kaya commented on one of Charlie's videos, Slender gameplay
Correct.
And commentary to be exact.
is this a guess or
so specific?
Yeah.
This is a guess, okay? And then
they've already tracked it down, maybe.
When did Slender Man
so, you know,
come
Captain
out?
Ass Blaster brought
Are
up
you sure that... you don't want to guess Gangnam Style?
Well, I'm gonna tie it in. So you know, he commented on that video, and then Charlie and Kaya got acquainted through, you know, DMs. And then later, Kaya and Charlie were both casted as extras for the Gangnam Style music video, but the scenes never actually made it to the final cut of the music video.
So you're telling me they went on a big, expensive friendship journey to Korea to be a part of the music video?
Yeah. They were actually, you know, the elevator scene? That was originally Charlie and Kaya.
Oh. Right, instead of Psy, the guy who wrote the song.
We replaced it.
All right, makes sense to me.
Yeah, so that's what I think.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, boys.
Thanks, Cuff.
Thank you.
What did you boys take away from that, guess?
Jackson, I'm going to take the lead on this one. I took away memes from that. Were you guys doing something that at the time of 2012 was popular, like a meme-y thing?
No, I'm trying to look up when Slender Man came out, so...
That was 2011.
Because you were very specific mentioning 2012, so I was thinking, well, maybe they were playing a game that was popular then or something.
Okay. Oh, no, Slender was 2012, but it wasn't Slender either.
So it wasn't any like thing that's not a thing anymore.
Mm-mm. But he did actually give something, you know, kind of important that is accurate.
Jackson?
I didn't even know there was an elevator scene in the Gangnam Style video.
Jackson's
so.
Yeah.
What I took away.
No,
from
one
that.
Guy.
He's rewatching Gangnam Style for reference now.
Checking the credits.
Psy is like dancing, doing the little horse dance, and one guy is lying on the floor of the elevator, dreaming on or something.
The frog guy, right? I think it's the frog guy who's beneath him in the elevator.
I don't know who the fraud guy is.
It was just his sidekick. Yeah, it was just a sidekick, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to take from that, really.
Was that the whole rotation, or is there someone... No, Jackson's turn.
No, it's my turn, you dick.
No, it's Kaya's turn.
Jesus. Right.
How do you not know the Jack order yet?
Yeah.
Because we started with Kaya, so I thought we were going way out of order.
Harland, hello.
Hey!
How did we meet, Harland? What is the final piece in this puzzle?
So, I've missed the last couple minutes, but I think... Yeah. I think... Kaya was probably incredibly abusive in Charlie's comment section, and Charlie came to report him, and finally, well, Kaya just kept creating new accounts and kept abusing him in the comments, and then Charlie finally reached out to him directly, and Kaya was like, you know, man, I'm actually just a super fan of yours, and this is my way of flirting with you.
Okay.
I like that version.
Yeah, it's romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Harlan. Well, you got any other thoughts you want to throw in there?
No, that's about it.
All right, man. We'll go back and enjoy some Red Dead Redemption 2, I guess.
Thanks, right, Harlan.
See you, man. Yeah, you take care.
All right,
care
so what I pulled out of that is that Kaya was persistent, but I don't... I'm not sure if I want to go that route. I don't think that would happen.
Andrew's like, Kaya never cared about anything that much.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a page out of Charlie in my book and tone it to that one. Did either of you follow up on a different platform outside of YouTube? Because I remember when Charlie and I first met, we were talking, I think, through Twitch, and then the way that I knew it was legitimately him was he added me on Xbox.
Well, what is Andrew? So how else would it happen?
Well, what I'm saying is you guys could have used YouTube Messenger, which actually existed back then, or talking through comments or whatever. I'm saying, like, did one of you go for the aggressive friend request on a different platform?
Well, yeah, otherwise how else would we have ever talked? YouTube doesn't have a voice chat.
Well, no, okay. No. So Charlie friend requested me on Xbox without asking me.
Ooh.
Or without us establishing he would do it. So that's what I'm saying. Did one of you...
It's just turned
like,
into a humble brag.
Did one of you... No, what I'm saying is, did one of you, like, track down the other and, like, add you on a platform or try to get in a game or this or that?
Obviously, we took it to the next level. We went to Skype.
Second base.
It worked. Yeah, it worked
but
at the
Charlie
time.
But Charlie did say, hey, do you have an Xbox whatever account? I don't know what they're called. And I said, no. Mm-hmm. Does Skype work? And I guess that was the next step, Andrew. Yeah. I didn't propose marriage right
kinda,
there, but yeah.
That kind of gets me what I want.
Okay.
Jackson, go ahead.
Okay. I am going to choose Lemon from hashtag Freed Skits. Hello, Lemon.
Shit. Can you guys hear me?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I just got back in.
How's it going, man?
From working, so. Work at an airport, so I mean, it's a little hectic.
Oh, I can hear flights landing.
No, I like that's, this. That's the people at the desk seeing a bunch of pitches.
Wait, you're in the middle of like landing airplanes right now, and you're calling into this podcast?
No. I was earlier. I've been listening, but I was in the bin of an aircraft earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fucking cool.
That's cool as shit.
I messaged you earlier. If I was like, if I get picked, can you just like call me later so that I don't have to do that right?
Well, does this work? Is this later?
No. Yeah, I'm on my 5-hour break now. So you know.
Okay.
Cool. Nice. 5 whole hours to stay in the episode, man. Jeez.
I have just a little tidbit. People who work in an airport, we are lazy as fuck. We don't do shit. Anyways,
I feel like that happens everywhere. So what are you going to contribute here? What's the story? What's the continuation?
I kind of had a theory. So going off like the YouTube thing, I think that Kai was like shit talking Charlie. Like he started like just roasting him in his comments, and I guess they got pretty heated about it. And they were like, you know, I'll take this face to face because I ain't no bitch. And Charlie added him on Skype. So
that's like how there's not a single person with a version like, you know, maybe Kaya said something nice, like so nice that Charlie wanted to reach out. It's always me being a dick to Charlie for some reason.
A big Chad Thunderbrook.
Yeah, had to get it in
it's
there.
It's not a Chad move, that's a dickhead move to go around to people's videos and leave mean comments. It's an asshole move.
I'd imagine it wasn't even that mean. It was just like a constructive criticism, and Charlie took it like really hardly. And it's like, man, this guy's a
man. This guy's a dick. Better follow up on that and become friends with him.
Yeah. What an
can't
asshole!
Let anyone think less of me.
What an asshole! Do you want to play League?
Well, apparently, I'm also blackmailing, virus sending dickhead to everybody I criticize. So, what choice did Charlie have?
I was held ransom, yeah.
All right, Lemon, there any last minute words you want to cram in there?
I just want to thank my buddy Trevor. If he had never introduced Charlie's channel to me, then I would have never, you know, watched this like clear back in high school. So, Trevor, if you listen, what's up? I made it. I'm in the big leagues now.
He's moved beyond you, Trevor.
You're beneath him. He absolutely idolizes Charlie, and I think it's a nice thing.
Oh, Charlie, say hello to Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor, Jackson, for idolizing him.
Little private things to you guys. Jackson, you're probably my favorite person on this podcast. Andrew, I love your laugh. And your streams are funny.
Remember your
Roller Coaster Tycoon one? I tuned into that one as much as I could. Yeah. Charlie, I love your videos. They're funny. Kaya, you're just one of the most realist guys I can relate to.
Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Lemon. That's
super sweet, man.
It's very
thank
nice.
Thank you, Lemon. Thank you to Trevor.
Okay, so I guess that's an issue we've been dancing around here. Were you guys hostile to each other in the beginning?
No. Just answer this question.
No. Contrary to...
Was there any kind of negativity?
Contrary to this weird rumor going around, I wasn't holding a gun to his head.
All right, so we've been going for about 45 minutes now, and the only information that we've received is that you met on YouTube, which was kind of... Well, at least to me, obvious.
Oh, it was so obvious. How come Captain Ass Blast had to unravel it?
Well, he just made the obvious more obvious and was able to put it into decipherable terms
sure.
for us.
That's what it was.
You're like that kid in class, like, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, he took my answer.
So, it's on YouTube. You met through a comment, and that's the only information we have.
Would you and Andrew like to put the pieces of this puzzle
together?
Yeah,
don't say that like it's our fault that you're a shitty detective.
If we can infer that there wasn't any kind of hostility towards each other through the comment section, I'm leaning towards you, Kaya, since you left the comment, reaching out from a place of weakness, from softness. Did you comment a sad story, perhaps?
Yes. Or, well, I didn't reach out.
Guidance in your...
Well, what do you mean by reaching out? I didn't, like, tag him and... I don't know how you to comment. No,
did you comment a sad story or not
a
like
sad story.
Something personal about yourself?
Well, no, I mean, no, I'm not the kind to reveal personal shit, but should I say it, Charlie? The comment part of it?
Am I getting close?
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
All right, how about we get the two mega hints? Kaya, you tell me what you commented, and Charlie, you tell me what video it was.
How the fuck would he remember the video? Yeah.
Because the context might matter. Maybe Charlie was doing like a hot topic at the time or something. Who knows? So let's hear it.
All right. Kaya, would you mind if I took the helm here?
No. I mean, go ahead. I was trying to make you lead because I didn't know if you wanted me to give it away just yet.
You can tell your perspective, like how this cataclysm unfolded from like your eyes, and I'll tell it from my perspective, I suppose, will be the best way of doing this. Now, interestingly enough, I pulled up the comment.
Can I guess the video?
Ooh.
Yes, yeah, you can guess the video.
How to destroy humans?
Yeah, destroy all humans, gameplay and commentary.
Okay, well, I was close enough with the name there. That's fair enough.
Yeah, in 2012, Kaya Orson left a comment on the video, and it said, "I wish your videos had the same effect the 100th time as they did the first time." And it was such...
Hang on. That was not meant in a mean way before I get accused of being this bully again.
That was not a bully move.
It's a flattering move. It means I watched his videos 100 times.
Fucking destroyed.
No. Oh my god.
It was kind of like
call Captain Ass Blast back in here because Charlie's been fucking obliterated.
Wait, what do you mean? No. I was like a profoundly flattering and sad statement. He watched it 100 times.
It means I watched his videos many times over and over. At the time, Charlie didn't make videos every single fucking day. He would make maybe one video every 3 or 4 weeks, so he had like I don't know 100 videos in total, maybe. Okay. Each like 5 minute song. That's a compliment.
Wouldn't it be sweeter if you thought each viewing had just as much of an impact though? Like, hey, I watched your video 100 times and each time was just better than the last. I loved every second of it.
Okay. When I read that comment, I was like, wow, that was like a really profoundly sad, albeit, you know, flattering statement. Like, this guy, he's watched it so many times and he's clearly going through something and wishes he could have the same enjoyment he had as the first time. And I was like, that was extremely sweet. So I messaged him and I was like, hey, man, you know, I read your comment. Is you all right? Is everything good for you over there? I really appreciate it. And we got, you know, talking. He's like, you know, man, I was sad and, you know, I like your videos and stuff. And I was like, well, man, do you want to play Xbox sometime? He's like, well, I don't have an Xbox. Turkish people don't believe in that kind of technology, that devil craft. And I was like, all right, man, well, how about Skype?
So the way.
And he's like, yeah, I've got Skype.
Okay, can I?
Okay, that, oh,
fuck
see,
you,
in
Brady.
Context, that makes way more sense.
Kaya has a soft spot. Fuck you. So in 2012, I was really down in the dumps. There was no good reason for it, right? I'm not going to lie. Just your usual teenage, you know, depression for no good reason. Maybe, I don't fucking know. You know how you just feel like shit in your teenage years, even though you have your whole life ahead of you? Like if 30-year-old you would see teenage you, you would slap that guy. That was me. I was sad. So I was on one of Charlie's videos trying to pass time, I guess, on how to destroy humans. Or destroy all humans, whatever it's called, sorry. And I left a message like, man, I really feel down in the dumps right now. I wish your videos were just as funny as I watched them the first time. Because I had watched them many, many times because I like Charlie's content a lot. So there goes the bully theory, you jerks.
To be fair, in context,
every time someone came in here like, Kai must have shit on him so hard, my heart broke a little bit.
It made more sense in context when, you know, if you're thinking now where you upload every single day and he's going at you like, man, this used to be good or funny. But no, back when you were the obscure little ninja man, that comment's very nice. Yeah. God, now I get it. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I would watch his...
Yeah, I'm thinking of it in the context of Kaya being a bully, which is...
Yeah, that too. In my head, I automatically just assumed Kaya was being a bully.
I'm not a goddamn bully. At the time, in 2012, there weren't a whole lot of people that I liked watching. So when I ran out of content, I don't know, I kind of let just time pass a little. And then I would try to find a playlist of the channel with all the videos in it. I think YouTube now has an automatically generated playlist on every channel of every video they upload, but at the same time that wasn't true, so I had to like seek out critical every video upload, and I'd watch that over and over. But yeah, point is I left a comment and then I get a message from Charlie, and at the time YouTube had a messaging system where you did not have to click five links to find your inbox. Which I don't know if they even have.
It's totally gone now, isn't it? Haven't they totally gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
One thing I wanted to bring up: our original messages in the same way Jackson and I brought up our emails. I wanted to bring those up, but YouTube not only got rid of the feature, they deleted every single YouTube conversation that was ever hosted on the platform.
Great. Oh, motherfucker.
Perfect.
Are you telling me?
You can't even get it from Google Hangouts.
Are you telling me that Kick's passion might have reached out and I never saw?
Yeah. It's possible.
Oh, god damn it.
Good job, YouTube.
I'm the only one that suffered by having my personal emails exposed. Now Kaya can't get exposed. Fuck you, Charlie.
It was going to be some real heartwarming shit, man. But yeah, it's actually super recent, too. YouTube removed and deleted, they purged it, 3 months ago.
Ooh.
So super recently.
Damn. Yikes.
I guess it's the right time to tell you guys, I partly own YouTube, 51% shares.
Covering his tracks.
Yeah.
He's not soft.
If we had started the show 3 months earlier, we'd have these messages on this episode. No.
Mm-hmm. We'd have them on record.
Well, no, it was sad, sappy, cringy, shitty teenage shit, right? And I wasn't even a teenager, which is even worse.
Which is exactly why we wanted to hear it.
Sorry?
That's exactly why we'd want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know how old was I in 2012, like 20?
23.
Not 20, 21. Fuck you, I'm not 30 right now.
You'd be 20 or 21 by my shoddy math.
No, I think he was 20, because I think I was like 17 going on 18 at the
you
time.
You were 18, I remember. Wait, no, you were 19, Charlie.
No, I wasn't, because going into college, I turned 18 right before.
Okay, then you were 18 for sure, though. You were
before.
Not 17, I know that. Okay, so, no, Charlie messages me, he's like, hey, I don't know what...
You're gonna make sure you're not coming across as a pedophile there.
No,
he was definitely 18.
I'm gonna get to that part in a little second, just, Charlie messaged me, I saw the message from him on this, whatever, the archaic YouTube messaging system, and I recognized their username, like Penguin01101 or whatever. Holy shit, is that actually him or am I getting pranked? And I don't know what Charlie wrote, but he was nice and he was asking what the fuck was wrong, basically, which, you know, I'm not making it sound as nice as the message was, but point is he was trying to just help. So I spilled my heart out to him in a long-ass cringy message and he replies with, do you have an Xbox Live account? And I, of course,
do you want to smash?
Did not. Because at the time, the last console I had owned was like a Nintendo DS, the original one. The one that looks like one of those blocks of stones you make the pyramids out of. So I reply with, no, I don't have any consoles, but do you have Skype? And yeah, we talked on Skype, I remember now. It wasn't MSN Messenger, MSN wasn't around then.
Wait, so when you sent this enormous message spilling your feelings and all that kind of stuff, did he just reply with like a one sentence reply saying, do you have Xbox?
No, not at all. He was not a douchey, oh, okay, kind of a reply. Like, he didn't just leave me on scene or be like dismissive. He was like, again, I don't remember exactly, but he was like, oh, I understand. I think he thought I was like about 5 seconds from killing myself, probably. right? So he was Charlie was acting as a suicide hotline. I could kind of sort of tell that he had done this before, where he was trying to help sad dweebs, leaving him sad comments. Wow. So
that's so cute.
Yeah, it was super cute. So I don't know if he added me or if I added him on Skype, but we talk, and I don't exactly remember how it went, but for some reason we settled on we have to play Habbo Hotel.
Something like that.
And it was a terrible fucking game. It wasn't fun at all. So we tried to find new games. So we moved from Habbo Hotel to Hover Carts.
Realm of the Mad God.
No,
Realm of
Hover
the Mad
Carts
Gods
came first. Yeah.
Did it?
It was shitty Flash game websites, and it was like Hangman, Drawful. Drawful 2 or something like that.
Yeah, Drawful. So, Drawful. Yeah,
we played that for a while. I realized Charlie wasn't having as much fun with that. Neither was I. So I was like looking around for better games to play. And one day I pitched, hey, how about Realm of the Mad Gods on Steam?
What the hell's Realm it's of the Mad Gods?
It was a free-to-play game.
On Steam,
yeah. Which it has like super 8. It's basically a fucking dungeon crawler, but it completely blocky pixel graphics.
Yeah.
It's all
like
right.
It's like 2D Minecraft. Well, you have to keep in mind in 2012 there weren't a whole lot of free games on Steam. So yeah. We play that for a...
I thought that was a joke. I thought you called yourself the Mad God or something. No. Invited into your realm.
No, thankfully no. Ooh! Between
Kaya made
that,
the game just for us to play together.
Eventually we moved to League of Legends, but before League of Legends there was a brief period of Fliff, Fly for Fun. A shitty Korean MMO. Yeah. I actually remember Charlie and I talked about our shitting habits and, you know, because we're us. And Charlie made a video about poo. I remember that. So I don't know how exactly. You used some sort of an old ancient animation website, Charlie, like a Flash animator that lets you make animators.
Well, no. Excuse me. That's actually Autodesk Maya 2013 I used.
That's literally the most professional shit. I love it.
Was that because you were doing animation or whatever at school?
So I wanted to try and put that into practice while I still had the license from being a student.
Okay.
That's funny.
The point is, Fliff was this old Korean shitty one of those pay-to-play MMOs, right? The one that we've all come across in the 2012, so I guess the high time before all the MOBAs killed those games. And then one day, I guess I decided to not try League of Legends, but Heroes of New Earth first, which was a horrible, terrible Dota clone. And then we decided League of Legends, and we kind of got hooked because it was fun.
Yep, and then we duoed and climbed our way to gold, which is where we were buried.
Yeah, I think that...
That's where our sarcophagus is.
I think that
is.
Really was the bonding period, though. Like, days long. Every Probably. Single day, we'd play days after days for 8 hours at a time. Fucking League of Legends. And first we had fun, and then it got more and more serious.
Yeah, man. Holy shit. When I look back on it, it's like I played League up until like 2 years ago. That's when I completely stopped. But you stopped about a year and a half before then.
I wasn't
the entire time I was playing League. Yeah, the entire time I was playing League, I was like, I wonder if Kai would like this game. Completely forgetting the fact that we played it religiously for like 2 years. Yeah. I'd like fucking Men in Black deneuralized myself to forget those times because we used to go at each other's fucking scalps when we started actually getting up in the higher ranks.
Yeah, I mean, the thing just is, I was no good at the game. I'm no good at any video game, really, but it was still fun at the early stages when we're still entry-level noobs and we were getting into it.
But then you got too professional. Yeah. It was too much on the line.
It got too real.
Yeah. Tryouts for TSM Careers tore us apart. Yeah.
Man, this is such a fun, like such a chance meeting. Not only did Kaya have to be suicidal... And not only did Charlie have to pick up on that and want to help with it, but you guys had to, through pure circumstance, go and navigate to the shitty YouTube Messenger. I don't even know how you got notifications
but at the time,
for that shit.
Yeah, at the time, it was totally functional.
As not shitty, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty competent messaging system.
Keep
back
in mind,
in the
this
day.
Predates Google Plus by like 5 years, right? It was literally just somebody sent you a message, click here. Boom, that's it. You had a message.
Yeah.
Fair.
You had
fair.
Two options back then. You had my account and my messages. It was quite hard to miss, really.
Wow. It's still a pretty circumstantial meeting where everything just kind of lined
now
up.
Now you're on a podcast together.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kaya literally writes and edits every one of Charlie's videos. Isn't that amazing, folks?
Point is, I was not a bully. Screw all of you.
Just want to make that clear.
Yep.
I thought you'd love to be called a bully. I thought you would have loved this story to go down in a way that made you look like the alpha.
There's
Chad,
nothing. Again, there's nothing Charlie alpha Roar. About leaving asshole comments on YouTube videos.
Yeah, there's really nothing tough about that.
Shout out to you stupid fucking cocksuckers leaving negative comments on our podcast. Suck a dick. You're not a Chad, you're a fucking virgin. You're like, you look, making yourself look like the school shooter. It's not fun.
Your Chad's to me.
I'm still waiting for the day that someone tries to infiltrate this Discord Patreon chat and start spamming negative shit at us so we can just think they paid us to do that. You know what I mean? How far are they willing to go just to say mean things? I'm curious to see what level it'll be.
Yeah, show us how committed you are.
Yeah, we're challenging you. I am issuing a full-blown challenge out there to any haters in the comments. I want to see how much time and money you're willing to spend just to say a mean thing about us. I want to see a skywriting outside my apartment that says "fuck you, Andrew."
It's no fun if you don't get the money, Andrew.
Oh, fair.
Well, knowing that they spent that kind of money to hire a pilot and then do chemtrails in the sky for it.
Yeah, it's asbestos raining down on my apartment.
Yeah, I see you've adopted the Alex Jones lingo.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to remember if there was any other
old days.
Like, details to it. Did we play any other games?
No, once we found League, we stopped playing anything else together.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and then once we stopped playing League, we were already like pretty tight, so we just kept talking even though we didn't play shit together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
So that's
I don't know
story.
Honestly, you know, League of Legends, it's not a bad game in my opinion. I mean, I, you know, not having played it in years, but it did help us. It was fun at the time.
League of Legends saved your life.
I wouldn't go that far.
You need to go on daytime TV to tell your story.
Write a book.
Fox News. Fox and Friends. I was about to become another synagogue shooter, but then League of Legends came into my life. Riot, please give me free RP.
Oh, you still remember what it was called? Yeah, RP.
Riot Points. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun time to be
alive. Remember when I sent you that Halloween? It was right around this time, the Halloween message, Charlie, from Skype. I bought a number and I sent you a message saying you won 1 million Riot Points.
I was so excited. I was going to split them with you too, Kaya.
It was like you were chosen as our Halloween contest giveaway winner. You win 1 million Riot Points.
That's great.
How much would that equal, Mel? How much is what's the conversion rate of one Riot Point to $1?
No, I don't know what it is. I haven't played in a long time myself either. They're not cheap though. So 1 million Riot Points, that was a life changer.
Oh, those were fun times.
Yeah, man. Then Kaya became like my confidant for like every time I didn't get laid and for every bad idea to try and get laid I had. He was my Robin.
Oh yeah, that's all.
The whole mystery thing where you tried to be mysterious.
Oh yeah,
that kind
of
shit.
That was a story for a whole nother. All the shit we talked about. Oh Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Thank God nobody has recordings of any of that. That would make both of us look so terrible.
It's so pathetic.
It is beyond pathetic. Yeah. Christ.
But I mean, Kaya socially saved me for a couple of years in college there. Tossing bad ideas at him for him to tell me why it's a bad idea. And also to stop walking around campus late at night carrying my art supplies hoping to run into the girl I liked because I looked like a fucking psychopath.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, with Christine. You already brought her up, so I don't mind name dropping.
Christine with the limousine.
What?
Yeah. Because we had a class together and it was an art class, I used to walk around campus after the class and it was like a 9 o'clock class. So I'd just be wandering around the campus like a fucking lunatic with my art supplies hoping to run into her.
Like an anime character. No, we,
oh,
we
no.
Yeah, just like in the rain with like the music starting to pick up. And then she says, "Hey," and I turn around slowly.
Yeah, did you plan ahead like what would happen if she did say hey?
Yeah, I'd probably ignore her. I don't know. I didn't really have a plan.
Fumble out the words art supplies and then run home.
Yeah, I gotta get
just
home.
Hold it up in her face.
Art supplies, bye. And then just drop them on the ground and leave.
Oh my god. Yeah, we saved each other from a lot of cringy shit. Not all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, definitely not. Yeah, but for the most part, I think our record was pretty solid. I think we came out with like an over 500.
Oh.
God, man.
Good times.
For real, man. So simple back then. Yeah. Just, hey, Charlie, don't put that Psychonauts disc around your neck. All right, Kaya, you're right.
I don't even remember that. The one I remember the most vividly is the cart. I'm going to carry around a pack of cards and pretend to be David Blaine or David Copperfield at every party.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish that there's a parallel universe out there where you just never met Kaya and you went through with all of these ideas. I'd love to see the human that you became after that.
He's a millionaire. He's Chris Angel.
He's like Willy Wonka, but in real life and weirder.
Oh, I remember one time Charlie like sent me this message with a photo of him on his Instagram. Not his Instagram.
I didn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, it was some girl's Instagram. And I don't know which one of the floozies it was. I don't know if it was Christine or the other one. The escort. But you were the bad one. They were all bad up until Tiana. But he asked me, do you think I have a shot with this girl? And he sent me a photo of the girl's Instagram, which had a photo of him with the girl. And he just looked, you know, kind of nervous. And I said, don't be so hard on yourself. What the fuck?
He was a great hype man. Like, I never felt down about myself with Kai around. He's like, you know what, Charlie? If she doesn't like you, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Yeah.
She's missing a great guy.
At least I like
him. Yeah. I'll be your girlfriend tonight.
Ignore those girls, Charlie. You have me.
As
he
wipes birthday cake from my lips.
I think you're pretty.
And that's how it all started, man. That was the beginning of that arc of the manga.
What a fun story.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad how all of us met in very similar ways, except Jackson. He scammed his way into my heart, but Andrew and I met really similarly.
Yeah, we did interact similarly. Where ours mm-hmm. was less of that, though, and more just like we met through similar circumstances, but then eventually found out we lived an hour away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All pretty similar, though.
Yeah.
Sounds like we were all fundamentally sad people.
Yeah. Sadness is what brought us together, boys.
What progress we have made. Now we earn money off of being sad.
Really? Look at this level we've so fucking sad. Evolved to. Look at where all of this has led up.
Yeah.
God. It's like we were talking about season one of a show, and now we're watching season 30 and just looking how every character's fucking changed. This is weird.
No show would have a plot with sad people freaking other sad people.
Most dating shows.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
We're not dating, though. Like, a dating show, that works fine, because you make a relatable sad character who falls in love with, like, the uppity
character.
I guess
the positive thing is this could have gone way wrong. Like, other times two sad, fucking pathetic, virgin-ass guys meet online. It ends in a suicide pact and a school shooting. Right? Columbine style.
Could still happen.
No. I'm doing fairly okay. I think Charlie's fairly happy, too. I think we did it.
I think if we didn't kick League of Legends, maybe we would have went down a darker path together.
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, no.
Luckily, we cut that out.
I think we've done quite well for ourselves in... I know we ham everything up on this podcast. I know it seems like everything is real because we use our real names, but at the end of the day, we ham up the jokes so it's funnier. But in real life, I think we're all doing better for ourselves.
Sad.
But I agree that if we had decided for whatever reason to keep playing League of Legends into our late 20s, that would have been, not so, I don't know.
Probably would have been the dagger. There'd be no podcast. There'd just be Ash a fucking crater in the ground or something.
Charlie's channel would be taken down. No one would have ever even heard of Kaya. Jackson's game would have gone on to be like the highest selling indie game on Steam. And I probably would have died in a basement somewhere trying a new form of sex. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Yeah, Jackson's just... He's Notch right now. Yeah. He made Minecraft. Yeah. Andrew's a sex pioneer. Charlie has 65 million subscribers, and I'm the top ranking lieutenant in the like Sinaloa cartel. My dream job. Yeah.
We've never even spoken or heard of you, but when one day on CNN we just see local warlord's reign of terror continues, and you're marching down the street with your whole army at your back.
We're all narco kings.
Is this Genghis Swan?
Yeah. And then like you haven't even like Americanized it either, so they're like, local warlord Cayano Orsono is marching through the streets, just like a slightly alternate dimension version of you.
Kaya the Impaler.
You get on a microphone screaming fervently in Turkish about how the West must be destroyed.
As you continue to expand outward into China or some shit.
El Chapo, mucho gusto. Please hire me, whatever, to the Sinaloa cartel. I'm Kaya the Impaler. Cool.
It's not this multiverse, though, but that's a different version of you that's had that success. Here, you're just a podcast loser.
You don't know yet. Before my 30s, I want to be in a cartel. As if that was something to aspire to. I don't know why it's so much fun to watch Spanish shows on Netflix about cartels. They make it look
cool,
so
man.
Cool.
They are cool. Yeah. I always thought after Breaking Bad, getting into meth would be one hell of a business. Yeah. That kind of shit, man. All right, take us out, Jackson. I think that's a positive note to end on.
Well, don't we want to celebrate the one? Okay.
Jesus.
Thank you, everyone, for 100 episodes. Real talk. Let's get real here, boys. Even we've pretty much been real for the last 45 minutes going on about Kaya's sad life.
I'm not a bully.
But I want to get more real and say thank you to everyone. Absolutely everyone who has watched the show in any form whatsoever throughout the last 2 years. It really means a lot to all of us, and we really appreciate your support and love. And even if you've watched one episode every 3 months or so, it doesn't matter. That's support enough for us. So thank you. We appreciate the heck out of you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone, and thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Thanks for your support.
We're just getting started. Thank you.
1,000 more episodes. Let's fucking do it. Thank you for making it. Thank you all.
Final episode.
Everyone out there for turning this from a stupid little dumb hobby show to something we've grown into, I think, a thing all of us really care about and love and have a lot of pride in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.